How important do you believe it is to build relationships with state and federal officials, and how would you do so? We'll begin with Mr. Brown.
It's really part of it's a bigger picture than us. It's a regional approach. When we talk about head of household jobs, so many times that comes from the state and federal level. They have search engines out there that are working with companies to come to our region. And in theory, it gets handed off to communities after that. The question is, how do we handle those situations? Are we prompt? Are we giving them a good impression of our community? I have to say, we have a lot of things to be proud of. We talk about the business park. You have a site-ready situation there. These companies that want to come to town want something ready now. They don't have a month or 6 months or a year. That's the beauty, and why that's been so successful out there is the business park. I say the same thing should be held true with our riverfront development. It's not site ready. In fact, we have a recycling bin down there. Not very attractive at all. I understand making sense that it's already city owned. Let's utilize it. But again, it's a visual that's not painting a very pretty picture.
Mr. McCabe.
Well, it's very important that we're able to be able to bring businesses into town. It's very important that we're able to provide services with regards to what these businesses are going to do. Working with the state government and the federal government is really essential. Take a look at the Veterans Parkway that we're building around the south side of the city. Take a look at the prison that was built that you know 30 years ago caused a lot of discern in this community, and a lot of people were upset about it. But you'd be very, very hard pressed to prove today that that hasn't been a good partnership with the federal government for the city of Pekin. So we have to work with our state agencies, we have to work with our federal agencies to be able to enhance our own city, to be able to bring, again, more high-paying jobs into the community, to be able to maintain the standards that we'd like to be able to maintain here with regards to the different services that all of us want to enjoy. So it's critical that we work close with our state and our federal governments with regards to trying to get things done to improve the community.
Mr. Orr.
Well, it's nice that we do keep a good working relationship with our state government. An example, the prison that was given here 20 years ago, if I remember correctly, approximately. The state bought the land and gave it to the prison and likewise gave the city land for the business park, which if the prison hadn't come along, we wouldn't have the business park. But the city, I was on the council then, we passed $1 million bond issue to put the infrastructure in. And if it wasn't for that business park, I don't think any of those businesses would be in the city of Pekin today. But the biggest one down there, Hannah Steel, came through the state. We had to get state grants for that. 20 years, we haven't got another one. So we need to put our effort into growing our local businesses. Pekin Insurance over here just rebuilt a building. Not one tax dollar spent. They did it all on their own. Pekin Hospital, another big employer. We need to work with our local businesses that are here to grow them.